human trafficking inside. Do you also have ideas or some data about the detection of human trafficking during a travel of a train? So that's basically my question to them. After that, I have also a remark, if it's okay.
Thank you very much for the questions. So data, as you mentioned, I think is really important. However, regarding data actually of victims that UNODC would have detected in train, usually we rely on countries to provide us with the data, and it's something we should look more into. So I couldn't say now that we have lots of data on this aspect compared to information or cases we have of people who are recruited in railway station. But if you want, at the end, I can also give you my contacts. And we have our colleagues in the research section who have much more information that I can have. And maybe actually there's more data that they could share on this regard that they come across more recently.
Thank you so much. Maybe I will add to this a little bit. Reiterating what Alexander has said, we actually, when we do our surveys, and our surveys are more qualitative than quantitative sometimes, because they're tied to the anti-trafficking commitments that I talked to within the OEC, for example. We get two sources. We get national governments, and we have non-governmental organizations. That's very important for us because we want to see the other side of the story. And it would probably make sense. We have annual meetings of national anti-trafficking coordinators, and it would probably make sense. I will definitely pass it on to them. To include the data that they get from travel industry in general, including railways, transportation in general, whether they have this data or it's part of the national statistics. But in general, our expectations that victims of trafficking will come forward and say, we're victims of trafficking, we want to cooperate with the police. That's very important because the police expect them to testify without actually guaranteeing that that's going to be a successful prosecution. Not because they're doing a bad job, but because there'll be a judge at the end of the chain who is not necessarily trauma-informed, who will requalify a human trafficking case into forced prostitution. That's the normal practice across the EU. Which is lower sentence, or pimping for that matter. And instead of 15 years, they get 5. Sometimes they get released on parole, and people who testify suffer retaliation, or their families suffer retaliation. So that's the issue here. And that's why it's important how not only for us to refer these people and to give them information, but to refer them